The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Good evening to you. It's Mark Haggie sitting in for Ivan Yates. Now, the star of Sherlock, The Hobbit and, of course, The Office, Martin Freeman, has recently admitted to smacking his children and also to even swearing at them, even though the rule in his house is not to do either of these things. The truth is, of course, that the occasional smacking is common for many parents who are often made to feel ashamed for doing that. But is smacking really that bad for your kids? Well, I'm joined now by the author of The Fight for the Family, Lynette Burrows. Good evening to you, Lynette. You're very welcome. What do you think of what Martin Freeman said? He said, yes, he has smacked them a few times, and he's also called them little effers and a few other choice words on a couple of occasions as well, possibly numerous occasions.
Well, it doesn't seem all that different. I mean, apart from the bad language, which is never a good idea, it forms bad habit. But smacking children, I think, is as natural as kissing and cuddling them. And one has to bear in mind that in the 1920s, they tried to blackguard kissing and cuddling your children exactly as they're doing now, or the last 20 years this has been rumbling boringly on. It's ridiculous, but in the 1920s they had a famous book called The Care of Psychological Care of Infant and Child, and I have the quote written above my desk here. It says, never kiss or cuddle your children, never have them on your knee. If you must encourage them, shake hands. Now, that was regarded as holy writ at that time. It's just another mad theory of these academics that they produce before they wander off and leave the rest of us to get on with normal life.
Well, now, look, I'll put my hand up here. I am a man of a certain generation, and I was smacked. I wasn't abused, but I was smacked. Yes. I invariably deserved it. Yes. And I never got smacked as much as I deserved because I didn't get caught as often as I should have. It didn't do me any harm. I never resented my parents for it. I never had to go to therapy or counselling for it. But I am acutely aware, while I am saying that, that there are people whose experiences went beyond smacking. And here's where we get into murky waters, isn't it? So, you know, what is an all right smack? What's an okay smack? And when does it become physical abuse that will leave a lasting mark on a child?
Well, the point is, just to return for a second to what I said about them prescribing kissing and cuddling children, the reason behind that was that it could lead to incest. That was the stated reason, which is very much the same idea as this one. It can escalate into battery, assault and battery, which of course has always been against the law. And the reason it doesn't is because people are too intelligent. They love their children. They know when to draw the line. They know the difference between a smack, that is to set limits on a child's behaviour. It's part of the training of young people to grow up civilised and cooperative. And it's much better than nagging them, because after all, children are physical creatures. They understand perfectly well, if you do that again, I'll smack you, and then a smack about the leg if they do. They understand it. Whereas sitting down for a good rational nag with mum about, you wouldn't like anybody else to do that to you, would you, etc., etc., is largely water off a duck's back. What they understand, they can't rationalise anyway. It's a complete waste of time.
I'm just thinking back to my own childhood, and actually, you would have taken a smack or a slap far quicker than you would take the lecture, because the lecture would do your head in, and it would go on and go on and go on. Get this over with and give me a slap. We're living in such a politically mad correct world. Climate, mad world. Well, no, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it too. But I mean, there are a lot of us who feel that maybe it's gone too far. But we are living in a very politically correct world, and even joking about subjects like these can get you into trouble. No one can push your buttons better than the people who know you best, i.e. your family. And no one pushes your boundaries or will push boundaries more than children. It's how they learn about the world and how they grow up. So how do we strike a balance here? How do we get it right without coming up with some law, one-size-fits-all law, which, you know, by its nature, because of what it's designed to do, is going to go too far?
Well, I don't think we need any laws whatsoever about it. You have to trust people's good sense and treat them as adults, not as servants that are there to do your bidding. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me the effrontery of these people that think they can come into perfectly functioning, happy, well-run families, often with numerous children, and tell them how to do the job. I mean, the effrontery of it is breathtaking. Mm. It just shows that power structures are always seeking more power. And we don't need a law about that. We have a law which is hundreds of years old, that if you go too far and batter a child, then you can be prosecuted for that. But as far as discipline is concerned, it's blatantly obvious that the government doesn't know how to discipline children, because look at the state in many schools. Well, the only recourse they have is to expel the child and interrupt its career incredibly. And children's homes, where they take full responsibility for the children, are absolute hotbeds of corruption, grooming. They can't control them at all. They don't know what they're talking about, and they should really pack up and go home.
Lynette, thank you very much. That's Lynette Burrows, who's the author of The Fight for the Family.